Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hello, this is Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My name is Carolina, I'm 21 years old and I'm in the second year of translation at IBUC UNESP, one of the best universities in Brazil. Today I'm going to talk about how this period has been to me. I will present a more personal perspective on this topic because I think that we usually don't listen to other people's personal experiences. That's why I thought I could share a little bit of how this time has been to me and what I've learned so far. So before the pandemic, I was far from my hometown because of college and my classes had just started. When the quarantine began, I came home to be with my mom. At first, I was feeling okay. I exercised a lot, I read more and tried to enjoy the time at home. Then my online classes began and I haven't had as much free time as I had before. Ever since, I spend most of the days in front of the computer. When I'm not doing this, I'm usually thinking about the things I have to do in my computer for college. So it's been hard for me because I'm not very organized at home when it comes to my time and my priorities. In all my life, before the pandemic, I've always preferred to leave the house and go somewhere else to study. But now that's not an option. So it's been a challenge to me to just organize my time and studies. Another thing that is also challenging to me is how I connect with my friends and my family now. Since I can't see them face to face, I'm striving to make me present in their lives and to make them feel and know that they are loved, that they can count on me. I try to ask more often about their health and life. I don't know if you're doing something like this too, but I would like to encourage you to do the same. Try to be present for your family and friends, say you love them, and try to do something together. And by together, I mean together online, not together face to face. So after almost 8 months of this, the most important thing that I have learned during the pandemic is that I need to prioritize my priorities. It's weird to say this, but it's true. During this time, despite having a long way to go, I learned to be more organized and to care about the people I love in a different and new way. Well, I know this episode was a bit personal, but I hope it helps you somehow. I hope it reminds you that this situation is not easy for other people too, not just you and me. I hope it helps you to be more aware and more empathic to your community. I can't wait for quarantine to be over, and I think you can't as well. But in the meantime, please take care, avoid touching your eyes, mouth, and nose. And if you leave your house, please wear a mask the whole time. Thank you for sticking with me until the end of the episode. I hope you enjoyed.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, Pod IBUC, PAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.